A reading from the prophet Isaiah. The people that walked in darkness have seen a brilliant light. On those who dwelt in a land of gloom, light has dawned. You have magnified that nation, have given it great joy. They have rejoiced before you as they rejoice at the reaping time, as they exult when dividing spoil. For the yoke that they bore and the stick on their back, the rod of their taskmaster, you have broken as on the day of Midian. Truly on the boots put on to stamp with, and all the garments donned in infamy, have been fed to the flames, devoured by fire. For a child has been born to us, a son has been given to us, and authority has settled on his shoulders. He has been named. The mighty God is planning the grace. The eternal Father, a peaceable ruler, in token of abundant authority and of peace without limit upon David's throne and kingdom, that it may be firmly established in justice and in equity, now and evermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall bring this to pass. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Colossians. Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If one has a grievance against another, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also do. And over all these, put on love that is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of Christ control your hearts, the peace into which you were also called in one body, and be thankful. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower, who takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and prunes every one that does, so that it may bear more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. But without me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and toss them into a fire and they will be burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in my Father's love. The Gospel of the Lord.